Burning Bush, exploring the aftermath of the 1969 self-immolation of Jan Palach, recently swept the boards at the Czech Lion Film Awards. The Best Director prize went to Agnieszka Holland, while among those collecting a Lion for Best Film was producer Tomáš Hrubý. Though still students at Prague's FAMU Film School, Hrubý and his business partner have already achieved a string of successes with their company Nut Produkce. When we met, the conversation encompassed HBO's impact on the local TV market, why Czech documentaries are relatively strong, and the firm's latest projects. But I first asked Tomáš Hrubý about the genesis of Burning Bush.
Initially, it started as a bachelor screenplay by the writer Stepan Holík, and we thought it was a fabulous screenplay. The screenplay at the time when we read it was already offered to the Czech television, and they passed on it, or they never actually replied to it. There was a time when we met with Teresa Polachová, who's another producer from HBO. We, had a discussion about different projects, and we offered them the screenplay. I had no idea that they would actually accept it. It was a totally blind shot, I would call it. But they did. They became immediately interested. And it didn't take long for us to offer the screenplay to Agnieszka, who seemed like the best possible option because of her experience with the work for American HBO, and also because of her personal involvement in the story. So it just all came together.
Tell us about your first meeting with her and how you met her and how you, in a sense, sold the project to her.
First, we sent her the original script. It was actually shorter because the TV miniseries was written later, and that was one of the requests from the HBO that they needed a miniseries. So the original script was shorter. It was more like a feature film. So we sent her this original feature film, and she said that it was an interesting story, that she was interested, and she wanted to meet us. So we flew to... We took train to Poland. She was curious about how we got there and how was our flight, and we told her that we didn't fly, that we took a train. And she asked us why we didn't fly. And we told her, frankly, that we didn't have money for the flight, And I think she kind of remembered her old school days when she was attending FAMU and going from Warsaw to Prague every week by train. And it's a hell of a journey. It takes like 12 hours, and it's really, really, really long. And so I think I was it kind of reminded her of her young days. And I think she thought, okay, these guys are young, but they're honest and,
Do you think her FAMU connection, she went to FAMU, I guess, in the late 60s, do you think that helped you win her over to the project?
I think it definitely did. More than her attending the school, more important was her personal experience with the 68 and with the Russian or Soviet invasion at that time. She likes to say that it was a defining moment in her life, and that it pretty much changed the course of her life. And when she came to Prague, she immediately fell in love with the Czech Republic. She actually fell in love with the guy here.
She was a Slovak husband, no?
Exactly, yeah. And she had a baby while she was attending the school. And she said that she decided to stay here because Czechoslovakia seemed at that time like heaven, in the Soviet bloc or in the Eastern bloc. But the 68 situation changed everything. Because she's very, I would say, very active person, she became part of the protests, and she got jailed for a couple of months, and she got expelled to Poland. So this whole experience changed her life and changed her attitude toward even the Polish regime. I think that was the reason why she wanted to come back and to kind of close this chapter on her life.
After you won the 11 Czech Lions for Burning Bush, did you perceive any change in attitude towards you from your professors or fellow students at the FAMU Film School?
I haven't noticed a big change in the attitude. I think that the teachers and also the dean, they're quite supportive. I really appreciate the experience of going to FAMU. We wouldn't have done Burning Bush if we didn't go to FAMU. All of us met there, basically, and we got a lot of experience and training there. I would probably be supportive of more changes to the school, and I think the school needs to be a bit more modern And it definitely needs to be more focused on TV because TV is becoming such a huge phenomena in the world. And FAMU has been ignoring the TV business for a very long time. Basically, television at FAMU has been considered something of a
Second class.
yes, of a lesser media and of a lesser work. And I think this needs to change.
Burning Bush was, of course, produced by HBO. Previously, the only game in town, so to speak, was Czech television. What do you think it means for TV producers, people working in TV, to have the emergence of HBO as a company producing domestic drama and TV?
You know, I think it's a blessing for the market that HBO came and that they started their own original production. The TV world has been changing for the past 11, 12, 13 years, ever since Sopranos or Ozzy came out in USA. There has not been a change in the Czech market. Czech television has been producing for past 12 years very, very similar programs. You know, there was no invention in it. And because HBO came and introduced new original series that set up the bar much, much higher, also the other television, especially Czech television, needs to react to it, and this reaction is very healthy for the TV market. Also, a new director and a new management of Czech television has been much more flexible and supportive.
Can you foresee a day or foresee a time when a company in the Czech Republic could produce some kind of series like Breaking Bad, over several seasons, many episodes?
I'm not sure that it's possible to produce shows like Breaking Bad in the Czech Republic or even in Europe because there's so many different things and things are more extreme in America. But it is possible to produce shows like The Killing, for instance, which is a Danish show, or The Returned, which is a French show. And these shows have been taking over and bought by American TV networks, and they've been remade in America. I think this is possible, and I'm hoping that the Czech filmmakers will achieve such a success.
Nut Produkce also is involved in the area of documentaries. You had, for example, Fortress by Lukasz Kokas and Show by Bohdan Blachowicz. Many people say to me that Czech documentaries are in a healthier state than feature films. Would you agree with that claim or statement?
It's hard to compare those. I would say that the Czech documentaries have more success, more international success. So you can measure that, for instance. And I would also say that the Czech documentary filmmakers tend to be more modern thinking and tend to be more up to date. And I think this has a lot to do with the situation, with the differences between teachers at the documentary department at FAMU and at the directing department. Directing department at FAMU has been very, very old-fashioned, I would say. And the documentary department is much more modern, innovative, etc.
Tell us about the future projects you have on the way. I know you're making a film about Eva Almirova, the jazz singer. Also, you're making Gotland, which is based on a collection of journalism by a Polish journalist. I'm particularly interested in Gotland. What form will it take? Will it be like a documentary or will it be some kind of drama?
The Gotland project is basically six small films by six documentary filmmakers, including Lukasz Kokesz and Klára Tasovská, whom you mentioned earlier. And these are small documentaries put together, and they're basically Under the Roof or the name of this locally famous book. We're also making a new TV series for HBO, and you know, as we were mentioning the Breaking Bad or the Killing examples. That's kind of the level that we're aspiring to. We're writing it with Stepan Hulík as well, and it's basically it's 8-episode story. It's kind of the same length, like for instance, True Detective. It's about a village on the borders and of Czech Republic and Poland. It actually focuses on the problem of coal mining in the Czech Republic and on breaking the limits, which is a great issue, political issue in the Czech Republic. It's going on and on in the media.
And would it be the kind of dream for you for this to be a success in Europe and then remade in the States, perhaps?
I'm not sure about the remade in the States part, but we would love, and that's our goal, to have an international appeal for the show. And you know, we're trying to do this with every project that we have so that the project really travels.
You have very good English. It's a small market here in the Czech Republic. Have you ever considered seeking work abroad?
That's more difficult than you know, having a good English is one part of it. Having your family, your wife, your friends here, that's quite another thing. It's a possibility and I'm open to it, but you pay a lot for traveling abroad, and I'm sure you know that.